Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Pressure is growing for former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify in Donald Trump's impeachment trial. The former U.S. National Security Advisor has claimed that President Donald Trump told him to continue freezing aid to the Ukraine until officials there helped him to investigate his political rivals. The new information comes from a manuscript of Mr. Bolton's book obtained by the New York Times. Our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks, who joins us now. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, I'm loath to talk about bombshells for this impeachment trial, but this is significant. Tell us why John Bolton and this information is so important.
Well, it is an absolute bombshell. It is a huge pothole that President Trump is going to have to navigate now if indeed he thinks that he's going to journey towards acquittal at this impeachment trial. John Bolton was the hawkish advisor who was at President Trump's side until last September when he was unceremoniously dismissed. We have learnt that he's got a book and it's coming out as soon as the middle of March. We didn't know this until 24 hours ago, but the White House knew it because members of the National Security Council received a copy of the manuscript of the book at the end of last month so that they could vet it for security purposes. That's a perfectly normal routine vetting of any book a top White House official writes after they leave office. In the book, John Bolton drops the bombshell that as late as August of last year, he was ordered directly by President Trump to continue with holding U.S. military aid from Ukraine unless and until the Ukrainian government agreed to dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden, the man who, of course, may well be Donald Trump's rival in this November's presidential election. That is a claim that completely undercuts the White House defense of President Trump's conduct. Indeed, just within the last few hours, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham took to Fox News to push back against the claims contained in Mr. Bolton's book.
The timing of all of this is very, very suspect. You know, our team just went on Saturday and in 2 hours undid all of the hours and hours and 24 hours that the Dems did in the Senate trial. And it's very clear the president did nothing wrong. And then suddenly this manuscript has magically appeared in the hands of the New York Times, making very, very big claims.
Very, very big claims that Republican senators, who of course are now sitting as jurors at President Trump's trial, were in no way prepared for by the White House, even though the manuscript was delivered to the National Security Council as late as the end of last month. Among Republican senators on Capitol Hill, this has been a very difficult morning, with some of those senators who had been sitting on the fence about whether they were going to join the Democrats and insist on calling for witnesses to appear at this trial, witnesses including, of course, John Bolton, now making it very clear that they have no option, they feel, but to call for those witnesses to appear. Here is the former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, senator from Utah.
I think at this stage it's pretty fair to say that John Bolton has a relevant testimony. I think it's increasingly likely that other Republicans will join those of us who think we should hear from John Bolton.
And other Republicans, Corin, are already joining that move. It seems highly likely witnesses are going to be called.
Okay, so they need the four senators to do that. If John Bolton is called, and that will be huge, would the Republicans be able to call the witnesses they want as well, though?
Well, Absolutely. They could call Joe Biden. They could call Hunter Biden, his son, who, of course, was serving on the board of that Ukrainian energy conglomerate. They insist, the Republicans, even though there's no evidence to support the view, that the Biden family was engaged in corruption in Ukraine. This could all get incredibly ugly and incredibly protracted, because President Trump made it clear last week that he will attempt to stop John Bolton from testifying if he is indeed called as a witness.
Right. So he could go to the courts to do that, do you
definitely.
Think?
Yeah, we're definitely heading to the courts if John Bolton is subpoenaed, because the White House will make an attempt to argue that John Bolton's testimony and evidence is covered by executive privilege, that the President of the United States needs to be able to go into conversations with his top aides, fully aware of the fact that those conversations are confidential and that details of them will not be placed on the record. So the White House will be now doing two things. First of all, preparing suddenly for the possibility of witness testimony. This completely complicates the task ahead for President Trump's legal team at the trial in the Senate. But secondly, they're also going to be preparing legal briefs to present that will argue that John Bolton should not be allowed to testify. In other words, all of this could drag on and on for weeks to come.
Just finally, looking at the screen now, it's a blast from the past, isn't it? Kenneth Starr, who, of course, took the action against, what, Bill Clinton all those years ago, is now on the impeachment floor arguing for Donald Trump.
Absolutely amazing. A man who acted like a Rottweiler when Bill Clinton got into all sorts of difficulty with the intern Monica Lewinsky has just said on the floor of the Senate, like war, impeachment is hell. It's tantamount to domestic war. It leads to acrimony that divides the country. He's also arguing that we now live in the United States in an era of impeachment. He argues that impeachment is being used as a political tool far too often. Well, he'd know, because no one was more vigorous about pursuing the impeachment case against Bill Clinton than the very former special prosecutor, Ken Starr, who's now on the floor vigorously defending President Donald Trump.
Simon Marks, thank you very much for your time.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.